Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
This is Timory. You're listening to Trending with Timory during our pledge drive here on Relevant Radio. And join me kicking off this hour to pray for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive by praying the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is great to be with you during our pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. Coming up, we're going to discuss everything from how do you give your kids enough attention while working from home? How do you balance that? I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have a tip or two. You can still give us a call to share your thoughts. Numbers 1-888-914-9149. We're going to discuss how and why paganism fits well with LGBTQ ideology. In fact, some people are saying that paganism is the most LGBTQ friendly religion. But here's the reality. There's a lot to discuss on the LGBTQ front. I'm going to give you a crash course update on some of what's been happening over the last couple weeks. And it's important we're staying abreast on this topic because we see it continuing to brainwash children, be in our television shows, movies, you name it, but it's also entering into our families as well. And so we need to know what's happening, how to handle it. And with that, I'm going to do a little verbal checkup to make sure we're using the right pronouns and language for everything, because, you know, that's really important. Also, I'll share with you two things you should know if you're pro-life that's happening with abortion right now, and we'll discuss how to pray with the Bible, praying Lectio Divina. Yesterday we talked about the Psalms, but today we're going to discuss how you can go through a very methodical, clear method to praying Scripture. Bring out your paper and pen, take notes here on Trending. Let's do a little verbal checkup first, though. Do you know the proper PC language to use for a sugar mama? Did you know that you're no longer supposed to refer to someone as a sugar mama, like, or a gold digger? You know, that's really sexist if you didn't know it. Did you know that you're now supposed to refer to someone as a glucose guardian? Have you heard that one? Glucose guardian. Forget, will you be my sugar mama? Forget, will you be, you know, whatever you want to ask. No, glucose guardian is where it's at. Okay, this is how ridiculous it is, because everything has to be gender neutral. So we replace sugar mama, sugar daddy, all of these things with glucose guardian. Now, instead of breastfeeding or nursing, you're supposed to say chest feeding. And in fact, did you know nurses are being told to say this all over the UK in some of the hospitals? That's right. The United Kingdom's really for a win there. They don't know if women are male or female. They don't even know where babies come from if they're that confused about chest feeding. I mean, I don't know. This is an agenda. I think they do know. But they're being told to use specific words. I was reading an article from NPR, and boy, they must have had to do a lot of find, command, find, and research in their document, because they did a really great job of every time they referred to a pregnant woman, saying pregnant person. This is how far we've come. But what is this? This is absolute moral relativism. That is, I define my own reality, you define your own reality, but we need to be, you know, kosher and cool with everyone, so we're going to use neutral, neutered language. But then everything becomes ambiguous. But ultimately, this is an attempt to desensitize us. You see, this is exactly what's happening. It starts with being funny and saying, oh no, you're supposed to say glucose guardian. By the way, chest feeding was something that I laughed at here on the show about 5 or 6 years ago, and now all of a sudden, nurses in the United Kingdom are actually being told they have to say chest feeding. You see, they introduced this language early on. They introduced stories to push us in a certain direction in a narrative so that when they do actually mean it seriously asking us to talk about chest feeding, to be more gender inclusive, it doesn't seem so extreme because they've desensitized us to it. They've used pregnant person's language for so long that no one then begins to doubt or question when new things that are supposed to be so-called normal come up. You see, this is what's happening. They're normalizing certain things such as this. I'm going to share with you audio right now from a little piece of a commercial of a dad tucking his son in for bed. And as he's tucking his son in for bed, the little boy asks him a question. This is from Family Equality. It's titled Love, Lawyers, and the Government. And it is a father who identifies as same sex to his adopted child. Listen to this.
Time for bed.
Good night.
Good night, buddy.
Daddy?
Yeah?
Where do babies come from?
Oh, well, when two daddies love each other very much and they want to have a baby, first they talk to a lawyer about their options. Now, because there's no federal law on the books, adoption legislation differs state by state. Then the daddies have to pass the home visit. That agency doesn't want to let people like us adopt those kids. So that case is going all the way to the Supreme Court.
Honey, call the attorney.
No, I'm going to call our attorney.
Okay, so then they go on to like draw this chart and show their kid all the steps that have to be made in order to answer the question, Daddy, where do babies come from? These are two men who identify as same-sex attracted in a relationship with their adopted son. You see, this ad is meant to do a couple things. One, it's supposed to be funny because here, two gay-identifying fathers are having to stumble over the question that most parents don't want to answer, where do babies come from? Then it's also making a point of how complicated it is for people who are in same-sex relationships to adopt or have children via surrogacy or whatever type of unique circumstance they are trying to create in order to bring about a child into their lives. Because, hello, they're either missing a man or they're missing a woman, a mother or father for that child. You can't do it without a mother and a father. So here's the reality. At the end of the ad itself, the little boy ends up saying, well, my friend told me that babies come out of a vagina. And all of a sudden, the dad kind of starts giggling and says, well, your friend is very smart. What's happening here? You see, the LGBTQ movement is so wise. It's so wise because what they do is they intentionally say things that are true, such as they know they can't ignore biology, so they wrote this into the commercial. But what they did with the entire commercial was show how difficult it is for two loving fathers who love their son, whose son loves them and is living a normal life, where two dads are tucking in a child, where they have to explain a difficult question, such as where do babies come from? So they're trying to show both the reality of biology, but also the complications for this unique type of family situation. This is over and over again showing the normalization of same-sex relationships and the LGBTQ agenda. You see, young people are growing up with this, and they will think that this is the norm. This is the way that everyone else lives. For example, another example of this, new census data that's being gathered asking questions about COVID have actually included questions focusing on gender. In fact, question D6 on this questionnaire asks, what sex were you assigned at birth on your original birth certificate? Making the insinuation that sex is assigned at birth and then asking questions about gender identity. But you know what? Not everyone's buying this. 25,000 people have just marched at the Capitol in Puerto Rico. And guess what they were opposing? They were opposing curriculum for children that taught about gender and sexualized children. This was a newly announced curriculum that the people there in Puerto Rico, on a dime, quickly got together, and 25,000 people, particularly parents, said no. Now, their goal at the march was to make sure that any language referring to gender is eradicated from planning materials and or in any type of education system, but also that gender is removed from all programs or even politics, because we don't need to tell lies about the body. But here's what's fascinating. I was looking at a story just the other day, and it was that paganism is the most LGBTQ affirming, quote, faith. I thought about this, and it makes sense. You see, paganism, we can ignore God, the Heavenly Father, who created us with a purpose, and who created us within the context of a family. We can ignore that God created us to be in eternal beatitude with Him. If you don't have a God and you don't follow the natural order of creation written into the heart, body, soul, mind of the person, all of creation, well, you ignore what's true. Just like this commercial that I just told you about, yes, acknowledged where a baby actually comes from, but it also told a story, ignoring the biological reality. Trying to convince you that yes, there's biology, but you can do anything. And you can create a baby and attain a baby in whatever way you want. And you should fight for this in law. You should fight for this at the Supreme Court. That's what they said. So what really happened is that we need to see that we continue to hold to truth. Because this is what happens in paganism. There is no truth. Everything's arbitrary. You see, holding to truth matters. So when they talk about, yes, you do need a female body in order to bring a child out of that human person, we affirm this. But when you have faith, when you have Christianity, we see the reality of the human person, the complementarity, the need for mother and father. We see the need for a child to be raised within a loving environment between a mother and a father as the ideal, as most possible, because that's what a child has a natural born right to. So we have to ignore the propaganda, cut through the curriculums, and I hope that we would be willing, like Puerto Rico, for 25,000 people to march in the streets.
Hi, it's Father Rocky here, asking you to reach out and respond, because it's our summer pledge drive, and we've got a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. It's a framed print under glass of Mary, Undoer of Knots. And that's a favorite devotion of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. In fact, he wrote a prayer about her, and the last paragraph goes like this. Through your grace, your intercession, and your example, deliver us from all evil, Our Lady, and untie the knots that prevent us from being united with God, so that we, free from sin and error, may find Him in all things, may have our hearts placed in Him, and may serve Him always in our brothers and sisters. This Mary Untier of Knots frame print is yours today for your gift of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Call or give online now, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Hi, my name is Cale Clark. I'm the host of The Cale Clark Show and also the Faith Explained program here on Relevant Radio. And this is our summer pledge drive. Reach out and respond is the theme. We do this four times a year. We do this because we need to stay on the air to get the message of Jesus Christ out to the world. 1-877-291-0123 is the toll-free line to call. Operators are standing by as you're listening to Trending with Timory, and Timory's going to join me in just a moment. If you want to donate, if you're a fan of Timory's show all across the country, call in right now, 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And you know, Timory, over this past year, Relevant Radio has helped so many people during the pandemic, because as churches were closed, as people were inside, there was this silver lining over the past year, and that was that we could get together as a Relevant Radio family and have this sense of community where we least expected it. And I really want to ask everybody listening right now also to pray in particular. You may have heard about this, for Cardinal Raymond Burke, who is on a ventilator right now. He has COVID. And he is in a very grave situation. So please pray for Cardinal Burke. I have met him. He is a wonderful, wonderful pastoral heart. And he really helped Relevant Radio get started in the early days. He did a lot for us. So please pray for him and please give 877-291-0123.
That's right. And be sure to go to relevantradio.com. There we have an exclusive gift for you. Bring them back. It's an audio conversation of Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. So if you donate online, you'll receive that. And it'll help you in reaching out to loved ones who have left the church or aren't interested. Well, also, every penny that we receive, we're giving 10% to those who are struggling in Haiti after the devastating earthquake that happened there. We're giving 10% to help bury the dead. As you've mentioned, Kale, give food, medicine, clothing, rebuild the churches. But here's the deal. We're asking for 100 people to step up this hour, and there are three things we're really looking for. We're asking you to give as much as you can, but especially we're asking three people this hour to donate $10,000. Maybe you have the ability to. Maybe you've been sitting on a stimulus check or even your tax return still. You didn't take a vacation. This is something you can do to give to others this hour. Maybe you can give $20 a month. Maybe it's a one-time donation of $100. Whatever you can give, relevantradio.com.
You got it. And 1-877-291-0123. You can also call. Operators are standing by right now. Reach out and respond. It's our summer pledge drive on Relevant Radio.
We're talking about what you're thinking about. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Coming up, we'll discuss how to pray with scripture, entering into what's referred to as Lectio Divina. That's divine reading. I'll walk you through a method, step by step, easy, that you can do every day by yourself with some loved ones to pray and read scripture, to encounter the word of God in your lives. We'll also discuss two unthinkable things that are being done in the abortion movement right now. Pro-life. Are you pro-life? You need to know about this and talk to others. We'll help them, convince them to not be in favor of abortion. I'll share with you why in just a moment. There's a study that came out of Brown University, and we're going to see more studies like this coming out. I've been sent this multiple times this week, and it basically makes us beg the question, how do you balance giving your kids enough attention? Now, even more so, how do you balance giving your kids enough attention when, let's say, you're working from home and you have children home? This study from Brown University, one of the researchers there, showed that there's been a significant reduction in children, specifically babies aged 3 months to 3 years, who were born during COVID or have spent the vast majority of that time up till three during COVID at home. And what they've seen is that there has been a significant reduce in verbal, motor, and overall cognitive skills in children. Verbal, motor, and overall cognitive skills. Interaction. Simple interaction. What's happening is we're hearing and seeing parents are stressed, stretched, and lacking the child care that they have come to be dependent on in the past. Now, in this study, it shows a comparison for kids where they've had, over the years, this 3 month to 3 year old range. Normally, a child in that age range would score 100 on an age appropriate IQ test. Right now, we've seen a massive contrast like one we've never seen before. That is, children in that 3 month to 3 year range are only scoring 78, versus children prior to COVID were scoring 100. So, what's happening? Well, researchers are commenting that this is not subtle. This is something you usually only see when there's a major cognitive issue, some sort of cognitive disorder. You see, in the studies, even emphasize, if you look at the research, these were full-term babies from well-off families. And in fact, what they showed is that in children with lower socioeconomic groups, they're actually far worse off. So what's happening? Well, during COVID, with increase of both children and parents at home, you'd think this would be great. Win-win, baby gets to be with their parents. But what's happening is parents are distracted, pulled. Whether it's they're busy with work, they're distracted by the news. I have a dear friend I was just talking to recently, and she's not the only one who's struggling with a social media addiction and is struggling to be present with her kids, following all of the news and the next thing that happens, and she's not as interested in spending time with her kids. You see, kids are lacking in stimulation, facial recognition, and faces interacting with them. They're not getting enough outdoor air, spending time outside, and they're not getting enough interaction at home. So what's our take as Catholic parents? This is one of those moments where I'm looking around, I'm asking, well, what are we going to do about this? Because this is actually a really big problem. Kids are losing key time to develop things such as unconditional love and recognizing that that's a thing, to establish trust, to learn early verbal cues, to learn early sense of communication and interaction. You see, there are things that children are not getting because of what we are finding in home environments. But set COVID aside, in general, there can be a struggle to be distracted from your child. And this is why what the Catholic Church teaches is so important. It's a wake-up call for parents. What is the primary end of marriage that the Catholic Church teaches? Catechism of the Catholic Church emphasizes that the primary end of marriage is the procreation and education of children. That's right, it's not me and my spouse hanging out together, Shangri-La, loving up on life. No. Marriage is oriented toward having children and educating them. And when I say education, I'm not talking about just a book education. I'm talking about social skills, about morality, virtue, faith, character, the whole integrated person, not just whether or not they do well or not with their multiplication, or perform well in biology, or great at the spelling bee, or go to an Ivy League college. You see, kids need their characters formed. They need to learn that unconditional love at home is just a glimpse of the unconditional love that God, their Heavenly Father, has for them. You see, this should remind us all, if you have children, they come first. So here's the question. How to balance kids and giving them enough attention while working from home? And even if you don't work from home, how do you balance not being distracted by anything and everything there is to distract you? Well, I know with me working from home, my kid comes first, no matter what. Now, that also might mean, as you, as a family, that also might mean that in order to put your kid first, you also have to have provisions for your child, food on the table. But you have to put provisions and quality time and all of these pieces together. You see, children are not getting enough engagement, and it's not just toddlers 3 years and under. It's across the board. I know here are some things that we've worked on in our home. Number one, we don't do screens. We don't do sound toys. In fact, my kid just played with her first sound toy today. We don't do all the lights. Why? Because here are 8 things I try to do. Take my kid outdoors. Go for a walk or just sit around and play outdoors. Sensory stimulation. Work out together. My kid loves climbing all over or trying to do things. Get age-appropriate flashcards. Take your kid and play with them in a kid pool. Give them a bath and let them play with their toys to cool down. Wrestle with them. Read with them. Cook together. You see, there's so many things you can do to engage them, but there's also kid-friendly work. Reading, emails at the appropriate time when you're not ignoring them, turning the screen away from your kid while they play in front of you. All of these are things you can work on because kids matter, and it's our primary vocation as Catholic parents.
Hey there, Cale Clark with you, joining Timory during this hour of Trending with Timory, hoping that you will reach out and respond. It's our August pledge drive, and you can call right now, 1-877-291 800-480-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to securely give online. And Timory, what you were talking about just there just reminded me of the unique perspective that you bring. Not only are you currently our only female host on the network, which is really huge. So if you want to support Timory, call in right now, 877-291-0123. But you give that mother's perspective that you bring to the table. And I really love what you said about getting kids away from screens, getting them away from devices. And I'm totally cool with that unless if they're on the Relevant Radio app, they can play with it all they want.
And they can donate for you. Right.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah, give your kid the phone.
No big deal.
Yeah. What? Yeah. There's all kinds of stories about kids getting a hold of phones and you know, buying all these things online. Well, hey, kids, grab your dad's phone, grab your mom's phone, and go to relevantradio.com or through. I'm going to get in trouble if I keep going, so I better stop. But you do it. Take the phone back. Do it yourself. Go to the Relevant Radio app and donate now. Because guess what? Oh, go ahead.
For big gifts right now. You know, big gifts. Whatever you can give. But if you have the capacity to give $10,000, we're asking for three people to step up and donate $10,000 this hour. Because this is the way that we are able to continue to have these conversations about how to be a parent, Kale.
And not only that, that's a big ask, Timory, but it gets even bigger because any amount that anybody gives this hour is matched 100% by our partnership challenge. We have some donors who have banded together and said, you know, we want to help people give. So we're going to match. We're going to make it easier for you to make a big, big impact. You can double your impact. 100% of your gift is matched if you go online right now to relevantradio.com or to the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
Ooh, I have an update. We asked for 100 people to step up. Mm-hmm. You set up 25 people have donated. We're about 32 minutes left in the hour, so we're a quarter of the way there. So call, give your donation. Maybe you're like, you know what? I can give up eating out this week. I can fast. Hey, Timory talks all the time about fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays. There you go. Whatever your food budget is, you can donate $50 right now. Because guess what? Giving should all... Yes, some people say hurt, but it also should make us joyful because we're giving, we're sacrificing to a mission. So go to relevantradio.com, a special gift for you for donating. Check it out there online. You can see images or 1-877-291-0123 or click now, Relevant Radio app, the banner at the top of your screen.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
You're listening to Trending with Timory. It's so good to be here with you, and it's a blast having Kale Clark join me during this hour. He'll be back in just a little bit. But I want to talk with you now about two things, if you are pro-life, that you need to be paying attention to. You know, I remember people used to say about 10, 15 years ago, they would talk about abortion. They talk about how, well, you know, I think that people should have the right to choose. I'm not pro-life. I'm not for abortion personally, but I think that, you know, people should have that option. And then you also have those people who say, you know, we just want it safe, legal, and rare. Well, people don't say a lot of those things today because the abortion movement has been so clear in what it stands for. But the problem is that we're not talking about it enough because there are two things that are happening right now. And the second one is so horrible, I don't even want to share it with you, but you need to know. The first one you may have followed is the Hyde Amendment. Now, the Hyde Amendment for years now has been passed to make sure that our tax dollars, yours and mine, don't go directly to pay for abortions. This is very, very important. This is actually what's been said is that this has saved 2.4 million Americans today because of the Hyde Amendment that has been implemented to prevent tax dollars from helping to subsidize abortion. Now, this in the past has always had bipartisan support, Republicans and Democrats. But we're at the point now where that union has gone out the door. Unfortunately, Republicans, whose party platform upholds the right to life, the pro-life issue, some of them have caved at times. But more realistically, we've seen Democrats who in the past, whose party platform is pro-abortion, they are now, for the first time, no longer wanting to uphold the Hyde Amendment, versus before it was bipartisan. Both parties didn't want people who didn't want to pay for abortion to have to pay for abortion. No one believed in forcing someone else to pay for an abortion. For the first time, we've seen that Congress, the House, has actually passed a budget bill that did not include the Hyde Amendment. What does that say? The vast majority of people representing this great nation believe that you and I should be forced to pay for an abortion and that our tax dollars should go to pay for an abortion. What happened to common courtesy of saying, you know what, you shouldn't be forced to do something that you don't want to have to do when it comes to your conscience? Although our politicians may not be supporting us and our freedom, here's what's real. You and I can have conversations with people we know who differ with us when it comes to the abortion issue. Because generally speaking, most people we know would agree that we shouldn't have to pay for an abortion if we don't want to, even if they are pro-abortion. And so we need to rekindle conversations among our friends, family members, or any interlocutor we have about, can't we agree that if I am so opposed to abortion, or if you even believe that abortion is a necessary evil, if that's the case, because that's what most people believe today, then why should I have to pay for an abortion if you acknowledge it's something that you don't want to exist? So this is something we should be able to come together on and agree about. This should be a talking point with people who disagree with us about abortion. Because most people that you and I know who are in favor of abortion, if we're able to have any sort of civil conversation, will agree. People shouldn't be forced to pay for other people's abortions. But the reason why the Hyde Amendment has been bypassed in votes in Congress, has been ignored, is this. Because we've made the case for years that so many women are dependent upon the government funding their health care, that they're also dependent upon the government for their abortion. And we've made this narrative seem so real that women can't live their lives unless they have access to birth control and abortion. So much so that people think that it's cruel to not give women not only access, but funding. And we need to share this message time and time again, that we do not need abortion as women in order to live our life, have an education, work, raise a family. I say this, and we must say this louder, and if this is your story too, say it time and time again. Or if it wasn't your story and you carry the wound of an abortion, I encourage you, reach out to Rachel's Vineyard, Rachel's Hope and Healing, for healing from that abortion. Because I know that there is no sin that isn't forgivable. God is so powerful, and if that is you, if you've not received counseling and healing, or attended a retreat of healing after an abortion, please check out Rachel's Vineyard. But here's the reality. Many of you listening right now didn't need an abortion in order to have a family, didn't need an abortion in order to have a career, didn't need an abortion in order to have an education. That's my story, and I say it proudly to young women today, because they are told that if you, young lady, want to do anything in life, you need access to birth control and abortion. And that, my friend, is a lie. And we need to stop believing it. We need men and women to stand up, speak up, and go so far as to oppose any funding for abortion in any budget. You can sign the petition to oppose a taxpayer-funded abortion by going to notaxpayerabortion.com. Again, that's notaxpayerabortion.com. But remember, just as important it is to sign petitions and have these conversations, it's important to help change hearts and minds with people who don't agree with us, to engage in those conversations. Now, there's something else far, I think, more horrific that we have to talk about today on the pro-life front, because you and I need to have conversations about this as well, because most people who are pro-abortion do not want this to occur. The University of Pittsburgh, their researchers, are being accused of something so horrific, it's absolutely unfathomable that this would even occur in the United States, that this would occur in any civilization. The University of Pittsburgh is being accused. I don't even know. I mean, how can we even just say accused? It's been learned that they are actually using babies, living babies who have been aborted but who aren't dead, are still living, and they are harvesting organs out of babies while these babies are still alive. David DeLeiden from the Center of Medical Progress, who's exposed Planned Parenthood for their research and buying and selling of baby body parts with Planned Parenthood, Stem Express, and a bunch of the other companies, along with a Judicial Watch, are exposing this. Are you listening to me? We're talking about living so-called fetal experiments, living baby experiments, extracting parts of babies, livers, brains, thymuses, hearts. Why? Because the riper, fresher a child's body part is to experiment on it, the better. This is chilling, it's disgusting, and it's unacceptable. Why am I telling you? I'm not just telling you to upset you. It should upset us. This is justified in absolutely righteous anger. So what are we going to do about it? You need to speak up. Abortion's brought up. You have the simple conversation that this is unacceptable. Did you know that the University of Pittsburgh, it's come out in research documents, language, academic, medical language that they are using, is actually talking about living babies, and it's hidden and disguised in medical language, when in reality, these are babies who are alive, whose organs are being removed from their bodies. Why do I share these difficult things with you? Because if we don't have a conversation with people, no one else will. If you don't have a conversation with your loved one, your friend, your family member, heck, even if it is an awkward conversation to bring up, why not? If it's what's on your mind, if it's what matters, then what better conversation is there? But for some reason, we like to avoid anything having to do with politics, religion, morality. Have courage. Pray for the gift of courage. Pray for the Holy Spirit to open a door in the conversation. Or heck, just bring it up randomly like I do. That's okay. The Holy Spirit will open up the conversation. The Holy Spirit will give you that gift of courage. And remember this. Courage means to act in the face of fear. It doesn't mean that your fear is gone. It doesn't mean that the discomfort is gone. It doesn't mean that you don't have anxiety. It doesn't mean that you won't be sad when someone disagrees with you. It means to act in the face of fear. And we do it with charity. For charity and love for these unborn babies, charity and love for the mothers who are impacted by abortion, but charity and love for the souls of our loved ones who are being destroyed by radical ideologies and agendas that are hurting their lives and the lives of others, and they themselves will be held accountable at Judgment Day, just like you and I will be held accountable for sins of omission, where we didn't speak up and we had the opportunity. Lord, give us the courage, give us the joy, give us the charity to have difficult conversations, but to have them with joy so that you, O Lord, might ultimately change hearts and minds, and you're just using us as an instrument for the greater good and the glory of you so that we might be with you in your kingdom.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Thank you and Relevant Radio for bringing me back to the church.
Awesome.
About a year ago, I was just fiddling, trying to find a radio station. I drive a truck, and I was going through the radio, find a station to listen to, and I found a Relevant Radio station, and I didn't want to listen to it at first. I switched. I went to another one, and it came right back to another Relevant Radio affiliate. Well, okay, I'll listen for a while, and my life has never been the same since then. I'm a monthly contributor. I went to my first confession in close to 40 years or so. And then Sunday, I went to communion. I can't explain feeling of almost like euphoria after I received communion. It actually brought tears to my eyes.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life?
Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
Hey, Cale Clark here from The Faith Explained and The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, joining Timory for this hour of trending, for this hour of our pledge drive, Reach Out and Respond. It's something we do every August. In this hour, we're actually running out of minutes in this hour. We need you to step up to the plate. It's a 100% matching hour. That's right. We have a partnership challenge going. And whatever you donate during this hour to Relevant Radio through the website, relevantradio.com, whether it's through the app or whether it's through our phone call system, 1-877-291. What's a phone call system? I don't know. 1-877-291-0123. Operators are standing by.
We've been at this for 2 hours, Cale. It's okay. Just please, please, people, know that we need you. We are tired. We are working with you. But you know what? That's okay, because this is the joy of the gospel, right? Even when we can't even get our numbers right.
I have to tell you, I'm experiencing like the gamut of emotions right now, because I literally almost choked up listening to that miracle moment, that truck driver who, what a beautiful story. He's just randomly driving his truck and surfing the dial. He finds Relevant Radio, says, I don't like this, keeps turning the dial. He finds another Relevant Radio channel, and it begins to reel him in. And this guy winds up going to confession for the first time in over 40 years and receiving our Lord in the Eucharist. That's what it's all about. It's about bringing souls to Christ through the media. That's why we're here. And maybe you're in a car right now. Maybe you're out in the West Coast and you're just getting off work. We want you to call in right now. Or if you're on the East Coast, maybe you're kicking back with family and friends this evening listening to Relevant Radio, call 1-877-291-0123. Reach out and respond, because guess what? Every dollar that you give this hour to Relevant Radio is matched 100%. Help us in our mission to reach people like that all over the world.
And when I say we're generous, we are generous back. And here's how you can find out. RelevantRadio.com. You'll see the tab to give. You'll see the beautiful gifts we have for you. We have a gift, a book, the St. Monica's Club. If you know someone who's left the church, maybe your child. If you give $600 today, the Marian Doer of Knots frame in this beautiful print. But if you give $1,200 today, there is this beautiful, beautiful statue of Mary, Mother of God statue. Maybe you're someone who's wanting to have another child, or maybe you've experienced a miscarriage. This could be a gift given in honor of that child you've lost, or in honor of, Lord, I trust in you. I trust in your providence. Here, I want to give this gift to other people who need to have faith in trying circumstances like this. We're halfway there, Cale. 50 people out of 100 have actually called and stepped up. So we need 50 more in the next 13 minutes. Give at relevantradio.com during this hour, relevantradio.com. The app, or 1-877-291-0123. Reach out and respond. Give now.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Okay, this is some homework for you, because we love homework on Trending. Let's see, what do you have to do so far? You have to go and talk about abortion with someone you know, because this changes hearts and minds. When you're willing to have a conversation and it comes from a friend, a family member who cares enough to share their perspective, to not give up. But now here's another piece of homework for you. I want to talk about something called Lectio Divina. That's a divine reading. Divine reading is praying with sacred scripture. Praying with sacred scripture, and there's actually a method that is laid out for us on how we can pray with scripture. And I think that it's so helpful if we look to the various traditions of the church. Lectio Divina is very simple. You choose a biblical reading. You turn to sacred scripture. Now, you could cherry pick your readings. You could work on just a sentence, a paragraph. You could choose a story from the New Testament. You could even, as simple as what the church proposes in daily mass readings for us, choose the gospel of today. And do this every day if you can. Or maybe set aside a time, half an hour, once a week. But know with prayer, you have to plan it to make it happen. That's really important. It takes many repetitive movements to form a habit. Form the habit of praying Lectio Divina. So here's how you do it. You choose your sacred scripture. You invoke the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, be with me. Interpret to me the word of God now. You invoke the Holy Spirit. And then you're going to do first what's referred to as Lectio. That's where you're asking this question. What does the biblical text say? What does the actual text say? Looking at it literally. Then, after you've pondered for some time and really looked at the text and reread it in that mindset, then you're going to enter into a meditatio, meditation. What does the text now say to me? So you've gone from what is literally being said to now, what is being said to me? How is this text? How is God speaking to me in this moment? And then you participate in oratio. That is your response. What do we say to the Lord in response to his words? And there's this PITP kind of approach where it's we praise God. That's the P. We implement our intercessions for other people in our prayer. We thank God. That's the T. And then the P is we make our petitions, asking God for what we need. So this oratio, this what do we say to the Lord in response to this particular word of God before me that I'm reading in sacred scripture. You see, anything we read of sacred scripture should lead us first and foremost to praise God, to see his intercession in our lives, to thank him for that intercession, and then to plead with him for our petitions. Then once we've gotten kind of all of that asking out of the way, then we enter into contemplation, contemplatio, where we start a conversation with God. We're letting go of what we're asking. We're abandoning this to the Lord, trusting in his providence, in his yes or in his no, or in his answer of not yet. And this contemplation ultimately should start to bring about where we're allowing for a conversion of mind and heart, and ultimately our life. What is the Lord asking of me today? I'm encountering him in scripture. I'm reading the inspired word of God. God is speaking to me in this moment. What is the Lord asking of my life? Is he asking me to be calm in the midst of the storm I face right now? Is he asking me to be joyful in the midst of the sorrow I'm experiencing? Is he asking me to trust in him? Is he asking me to actually believe in the reality of the Eucharist? And that he meant it when he said, eat my body, gnaw on my body. If you read the true Greek translation, gnaw and chew on my body and drink my blood. Do I have that conversion of mind, body, heart, soul to believe that he is present and transforming my life? And then after that, there's this moment of really recognizing that I need to have a vision of reality. In the midst of all the craziness we're experiencing, we've been talking about it this hour, from gender ideology, the insanity of how you're supposed to refer to someone as a glucose guardian instead of a sugar mama, refer to chest feeding instead of breastfeeding, where we're supposed to refer to pregnant persons instead of pregnant moms or pregnant women. In the midst of all of that, this is where reading sacred scripture places us in reality, where we have a vision of reality as God sees it, as God created it, as God intended it. This is where there should be a moment of charity, that in the midst of all that, we're willing to take action. Action in our own lives, action in our families, action in the environment around us. And to be like Mary in that moment, to pray as Mary, who read sacred scripture, who memorized scripture. She was docile and accepting, as we read about her, just pondering even those first couple chapters of Luke. Pray with Lectio Divina. What does the biblical text say? What does the text say to us? How am I inspired to this conversion of heart, mind, body, and soul?
It's Cale Clark joining Timory for this last segment here. Reach out and respond. That is the theme for our August pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. 1-877-291-0123 is the number to call. Operators are standing by right now. And just to remind you, in these last few minutes, anything you give over the next 5 minutes is 100% matched by our partnership
challenge. And we're doing well, but we only have a few days left to reach our goal. We have to raise $2.7 million. I know that sounds like a lot, but if everybody chips in, we can get there to keep our almost 200 stations on the air. You can go to relevantradio.com or to the Relevant Radio app to donate as well, Timory.
Hey, give up buying those lottery tickets. Support us. We have 61 gifts. We're working toward 100 gifts this hour, and we have about 3 minutes left, so this is your chance. Quick. Pull over if you're on the road. Stop what you're doing. If you're making dinner, eating, whatever you might do, and head over to relevantradio.com. Donate now. Quickly process your gift. Choose your gift. We have gifts for you, from statues to books. We give back when you give to us. Relevantradio.com. Or if you're listening on the app, just tap the top of the screen. There's that banner where you can donate. The number's 1-877-291-0123. And 10% of everything you give to us, we are actually giving back to those who are suffering Amen. Right now in Haiti from the earthquake. 55% of the people in Haiti are Catholic. It's fascinating. A lot of people there are, and I mentioned this earlier, Kale, mm-hmm. are actually, they practice voodoo a lot there in Haiti. And it's really fascinating because it's so opposed to our Catholic faith. Yet, yeah. you know, we all have our own struggles in various places in the world. And this is something that is very prevalent in Haiti. And so what an incredible opportunity. We are supporting Catholic Relief Services and rebuilding, helping to bury those who have died, provide food, medicine, water. This is an act of evangelization where a lot of people are practicing and dabbling in things that they shouldn't be engaging in. And so to see a Catholic with such great charity helping them in a dire situation, that changes hearts and minds. And we are actually donating some of our money that you give to us back to those in Haiti.
Yeah, Timory, I'm reminded of the words of James in the New Testament. It doesn't do any good to say to somebody, well, you know, be well, you know, if you're starving, you know, keep well fed. I hope you find a good meal somewhere. I mean, Hey, we've got to practically help people. And this is a great way to do it. So as Timory said, anything 10%. Of what is donated during this pledge drive week will go directly to the relief efforts in Haiti. That makes me feel really, really good because we're reaching people's bodies, their souls. We want to serve the entire human person. And in fact, that's what it's all about. Jesus wants to save us. He wants to save us entirely. And we got actually a really great message from our marketing director, Nancy Jensen. And she emailed all the team today and said, shared this great story. A listener named Sam, who's listening on 90.3 FM in Eustis, Florida, he said, Relevant Radio saved me. It saved me. I was searching for something, he said, but I didn't have a clue what that was. I saw a bumper sticker, a Relevant Radio bumper sticker on another car, and tuned in on my radio, and I heard a message of hope and of love. You saved me. Wow, that's incredible. Well, we didn't save you. Jesus is the one who saves, but we try to get the message out as much as possible. And so we want to share the gospel over the internet, over the airwaves, through our app. And those are all places you can donate at relevantradio.com, through the Relevant Radio app, or by calling right now 1-877-291-0123 and help us get that message out to people like Sam, who really don't know that we exist. And we depend on listeners like you to help fund our mission so that we can keep it going.
Okay, we're almost at 70 out of 100 callers. We need about 30 Good. More people in the next few minutes. All Donate right, let's online. Do it. This is a great thing. You don't have to call. You can call 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the app. But here's the reality. You are changing the future. I was just talking to someone the other day. I say, hey, I'm a veterinarian, and I listen to Relevant Radio all day long on the Relevant Radio app while I'm working with the dogs, I'm training. You know, you don't know the number of young people as well who are listening, who are being formed for hours each day in their Catholic faith, how to raise the kids, how to believe in the Eucharist, how to make their confession, how to pray more. So please donate now, change, reach out and respond, help people change their lives. relevantradio.com, 1-877-291-0123. Donate now.